JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Every year since 1999, November 25 has been observed as International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. We'll tell you more in today's program, plus later we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Thanks for your company. Stay tuned.
Violence against women and girls is too commonplace in our society. Too often our women and girls are beaten, raped, and verbally abused. Break the silence. Say no to violence. Let us unite to end violence against our women and girls.
Minister with responsibility for gender affairs, Senator Sandra Faulkner, in her message to mark International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, 2014. 35% of women and girls across the world experience some form of physical and/or sexual violence in their lifetime, with up to 7 in 10 women subjected to abuse in some countries. Violence against women is a human rights violation, and it is a consequence of discrimination against women and persisting inequalities between men and women. Violence against women impacts on and impedes progress in many areas, including poverty eradication, combating HIV/AIDS, and peace and security, and it continues to be a global pandemic. But the good news is that violence against women and girls is not inevitable. Prevention is possible and essential. So as part of a global campaign, this year the United Nations Secretary General's campaign Unite to End Violence Against Women invites you to orange your neighborhood. Take the Unite campaign to local streets, shops, and businesses, and organize orange events in your own neighborhoods from now until December 10.
Violence destroys lives, families, and communities. No society can advance if it abuses its women and girls. Say no, no to violence. Let us unite to end violence against our women and girls.
Opposition spokesperson on gender affairs, Olivia Grange, in a message to mark International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, 2014.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too back with me one another. We no care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
My brethren, the one to others are the one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less strife, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less life, was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
To make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business, we have to build better homes and communities. And one way to do that is to speak up and speak out against violence, especially against our women and girls. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
I remember back in the day, my mother used to look after a thing them called the pan fall back. It used to knife, especially the dumpling. It's a thing that them use flour to make. It season it nice, she put butter and she put a little and nutter in it. And I tell you, my God, it tastes good. Especially the dumpling, it's stellar. Carly from Santa.
Remember that you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. All you have to do is send us an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. Include your name and contact number, or you may also give us a call at 926-359-024. That's it for today's journey. I'm Casita Irving with student engineer Andre Sawyers. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.